The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yoma has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmedehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen.
Yoma Daf Ayin. Today's daf is being studied on Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Ayin, and we start at the second line, starting with Vigolel Sefer Torah. So we learned in our Mishnah that the Sefer Torah is rolled from Parashat Aharemot to Parashat Emor, and then after he finishes Parashat Emor, he reads what's in Parashat Pinehas by heart, Baal Peh. But before he reads it Baal Peh, he says, more than I'm reading to you is written in the Sefer Torah, which means he makes that announcement before he reads the subject Baal Peh. So the Gemara asks, "Vekol kach lama?" Which means, why does he have to say that? Yoter mimash shekariti lifnechem katuf kan. So the Gemara says, "Kedesh shelo leotzi la'az al Sefer Torah," in order not to give a bad reputation to the Sefer Torah. Why? Because the people are going to see him reading by heart. They're going to say, "Oh, must be the Sefer Torah is pasul. It's missing this parasha. That's why the Kohen had to read it by heart." So therefore, he has to make the announcement in order that the people will not think bad about the Sefer Torah. Rashi, "Shelo nutzi la'az al Sefer Torah kesheroin oto kore parasha shlishit al peh yus sevurim shel Sefer Torah haser ota parasha." So he doesn't know that it's in there. Just he's reading it Baal Peh for the reasons that we said on yesterday's daf, in order not to have Torah Sibur, which is the Gemara I was going to explain right now. Be'asor shel chomesh shel chumash pekudim, to read the parasha of Be'asor, which is a chumash pekudim, which is Sefer Bamidbar, that's called pekudim because pekudim is numbers. Kore al peh. So Amai, the Gemara says, why do you read it al peh? Niglol v'nikri. Why don't you roll it and read it? Now, we learned already yesterday why. Because we're not going to be able to roll it in time when the Miturgeman is going to finish, and therefore there's going to be a pause, there's going to be a Torah Sibur. But the Gemara is asking, what's the reason for that? Which means, what's the reason why you don't roll it after the Miturgeman is finished? Amar Rav Huna b'Dei Rav Yehoshua, Amar Rav Sheshad, Lefi She'en Golelin Sefer Torah B'Sibur B'Pnei Kavod Sibur. Now we're getting the reason. Because it's not Kavod Sibur to have them wait and doing nothing while you're rolling the Torah. Rashi says, B'Pnei Kavod Sibur She'yum Tzap, but they're anticipating and just being silent, waiting for this. So the Gemara says, so just bring a snack and another Sefer Torah. Bring another Sefer Torah and let them read. That's already turned on Parashat Pinehas. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pegamo Shel Rishon. Because we're worried if we take out another Sefer, they'll think that the first one was Pasul. And therefore, people think it was Haser. That's why you're taking out a second one. So therefore, we don't take out a second one. The Rishtakish Amar Mishum Beracha She'en Asericha. Rishtakish gives a different reason. We have a concept that you don't have to make a Beracha unnecessary. An unnecessary beracha, not a beracha lebatala, but a beracha that you could have done away with by not making it, and you make it, it's a problem. It's called beracha shena sedika. The halacha says the kohen has to make a beracha before he goes up to the Torah. That's Asher Baharbanu. If you're going to switch Sefer Torah on him, he's going to have to make another beracha. So therefore, shena sedika, you can get away with one beracha. So therefore, that's the second reason why we don't take a second Sefer Torah. Kevazumi haishina the pegama. Do we suspect that it's a Yana Pegam that you don't take second Sefer Torah? How about if it's Hakna Fah, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Chal Yod B'Shabbat? If Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which is Hanukkah, and Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Shabbat, Mivi'i Shalosh Torot. You take out three Sefer Torah. Vekorin Achad B'Anyano Shel Yom. The first Sefer, you read the Parashat Shavua, because that is called Tadir. Ve'achad, Ve'achad Shel Rosh Chodesh. Then you read the Sefer of Rosh Chodesh, which is the second Tadir. Ve'achad Shel Hanukkah. So you see over here, we do take out even three Sefer Torah. We're not concerned about, from when you're reading the second, people are going to think that the first one is Pagum. As well as the third, they're not going to think that the second one is Pagum. So Gemara says, Tlata gabre betlata sefre leka pegama. Had gavra betre sefre ika pegama. So there's a difference. There on Hanukkah, you're sending up a different ole for each Sefer Torah. So therefore, we understand for the Kabbalah of the Odeh, you have a separate Sefer. No one's going to think that that's going to speak bad about the Sefer before it. However, on one Odeh, to have two Sefarim, that already is a problem of Pegam. Now, over here, the Kohen's going up on Kippur. And therefore, for him to take a second Sefer in the middle of the reading, that already would be a problem of Pegam. Comes the Gemara and continues. We said after the Sefer Torah is read by the Kohen, he says eight berachot. Tanu Rabbanan, ala Torah. The first berachah was ala Torah. Kederek shemibarchin rebet the Knesset. That's like Hashem Tanu Torah Temet. Then you have ala Avodah, which we said is like the berachah that we're familiar with. Ritzeh. Now she said it on the Mishnah. He gave you the exact text of the Mishnah of the berachah. The ala Hoda'a. That was like Katov Shimcha Elchana El Lehodot, and we learned that she brought down before because the pasuk says Zoveyah Toda Yechabedaneni. Zoveyah, when you mention the Korbanot, the Avodah Toda, you must give thanks. Ve'am Mechilat Avon, okay, that's the Mechilat Avon. Ketikna, according to the Tikkun, for example, like we say in the Tefillah, Mechol Avonotenu La'Avonot Amo Yisrael and Yom Kippurim. Ve'ala Mekdash Befnei Atzmo, that's a special beracha for the Beit HaMikdash that they make. Ve'ala Kohanim Befnei Atzmam, like she said, Habocher Bezar'o Shel Aharon. Ve'al Yisrael Befnei Atzman, Habocher Ba'amo Yisrael. And then Ve'al Shar Tefillah. Shar Tefillah, we explained, was the beracha of Shomeyah Tefillah, where the Kohen would add different prayers that Klal Yisrael needed at that time. Tanu Rabbanan, Shahar Tefillah, this Berakah, the eighth Berakah, Shahar Tefillah, Rina Tehina Bakasha Melefanecha. Now some say this is the exact text of the Berakah. Rina, which would mean song, Tehina, supplication, Bakasha, and request Melefanecha in front of you, Alamecha Yisrael, to the nation Yisrael, Shetzirichin, Neosha, Levasha, they need to be salvated. The Chotem, and he concludes the Berakah, בשומיה תפילה ואחרכה כל אחד ואחד מביא ספר תורה מביתו. Then the custom was on Yom Kippur, everybody who had a personal Sefer Torah would bring it from their homes. They would actually bring it before Kippur and leave it in a storage place because you can't carry on Kippur. And they would all bring it to the Azara, and everybody would read from their Sefer Torah in order to show the beauty of it to the Rabbim, which is to show that you have Kavod Sefer Torah. Everybody shows how beautiful the writing is, and what type of parchment they use, what type of ink that they use, in order to that she says, "Larot hazuton l'rabim, larot noyos shel sefer Torah," in order to show the beauty of the sefer Torah. V'tiferet be'aleha, and it also brings glory to the owners of the sefer Torah. Shetarach lehitano lehitnaot b'mitzvah, that they toiled in order to beautify the mitzvah. Shne'emar ze eli ve'anvehu. Torah says that you should beautify in front of Bori Olam the mitzvot. Lulav na'e. Sefer Torah na'a. Biklaf na'a, with proper parchment. Bidiyon na'e, with the proper ink. Torah na'e, the Torah itself. Biklaf na'e, bidiyon na'e. Belavlar uman, with a expert. Lavlar is a sofer. They brought it from Erev Kippur, obviously, because you cannot carry on Kippur. Comes the Gemara and continues. Haroe Kohen Gadol, lo mepene she'enu anashai. So we said that if somebody sees the Kohen that's burning the pot and the sa'ir outside, so he cannot hear the Sefer Torah. If somebody's by the Sefer Torah, he cannot be by the burning. Not because it's asur to be at two ceremonies, it's just that it's physically impossible because it was done in two different places. So the Gemara says Peshita. Isn't it obvious? Which means, what's the Mishnah have to tell me? If you're here, you don't have to, you're not going to be there. It's Pashut. How would it told me about the Shlakish? The Amar Shlakish, Ma'avirim ala mitzvot. We have a principle that you're not allowed to pass up a mitzvah. That she says, Umau de tema haina me'avureu shemaniya zu ve'olech lirot zu. Which means, let's say you're involved in the Sefer Torah now, right? You're merely hearing the Sefer Torah. Now, in between Aliyot, let's say, you want to leave the Sefer Torah and go now and see the burning of the pot in the side. So you might have thought, without this Mishnah, that it's a sur. Once you're involved in one mitzvah, you don't leave one mitzvah to go to another mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah says, Kamash Ma'alam, Ma'umai mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah? Birov'am Adrat Melech. The mitzvah is that what? The more people that are involved in the witnessing or hearing the Sefer Torah or in the ceremony, so that's a bigger hidur. Kamash Ma'alam, that what? That no, that she? Kamash Ma'alam, Ma'averu, Ma'ashen Osekba. Since you're not involved in the mitzvah, technically it would be permissible to leave the Sefer Torah reading, let's say in between Aliyot, or in between when there's a Hefsek, let's say, right? And we'd be able to walk out and go to the other area. So the Mishnah is saying you can't be in two places just because they were in different places. But from the standpoint of Imma Havidim Ala Mitzvot, you have no problem. Which is technically, if a guy wanted to leave one area and go back to the other area, it'd be permissible because they're really not involved in the mitzvah, you're just standing there. So standing there is not a problem. If he was doing a mitzvah, then already he would not be allowed to stop it and go do another mitzvah. But standing is not considered an issue that would be it would be permissible. Okay, now we start the next Mishnah. We learned in the previous Mishnah that when he was reading the Sefer Torah, if he wants to wear his Begdei boots, which is the Begdei Laban, he can continue wearing the Begdei Laban when he's reading the Sefer Torah, or if he wants to change into his own Begadim, that's permissible as well. Now let's just remind ourselves where we're holding in the Seder Avodah Yom Kippur. In the morning, the Kohen, his first Begadim are the Begdei Zahav. That's when he brings the Korban Tamid Shel Shahar. Okay, now as we learned, of course, before the Begadim, there always is a Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. Okay? We're following, let's say, according to the opinion of the Hachamim. The Hachamim's opinion is that always before you take off the Begadim, there's a Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. And after you put on the Begadim, there's also a Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. So there's two per change. Okay? Now, we're going to learn that. So that was the Begdei Zahav, Tamid Shel Shachar. Then he would put on the Begdei Lavan, and he would do the Seder Avodah, which we discussed until this point. Seder Avodah includes the lottery, includes the pod, then the Sa'id's blood being sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Kodesh, and includes the Ketoret, obviously, bringing it inside. That's Seder Avodah, and that's what we're holding till now. Which is now the Sa'id Azazel was sent out to the mountain, he's still wearing Begdei Lavan. So we just said, if he wants to continue wearing the Begdei Lavan to read the Sefer Torah, he may. So the Gemara Mishnah says, "Im b'begdei butzkore." If he, read the Sefer Torah in Begdei Lavan, now we're moving on. Now we're moving on to the next process of Seder Hayom. Kiddush Yadav v'Raglav. So before he takes the Begdei Lavan off, he has to make Kiddush Yadav v'Raglav. That means he washes from the golden pitcher. He washes his hands and his feet. Pashat, he takes off the Begdei Lavan. Yarad, he goes down v'tabal, and he dips in the mikveh. Ala, he comes out of the mikveh and his tapag, he dries off. Ve'viu lo Begdei Zahav, and they bring him the golden Begadim. Ve'lavash v'kiddush yadav v'raglav, and after he puts them on again, he makes kiddush yadav v'raglav. Again, we're following the opinion of Hakamim over that argued on Rabbi Meir. If you remember, Rabbi Meir's opinion was, he said you take the garments off and then you make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim after you take the garments off. So therefore, according to this opinion, you take the kiddush of Eglam when you're still wearing the garment, according to the Hakamim. In any event, the Yatsa, now what does he do? Now he has Begdei Zahav on. And now he's got the Begdei Zahav. What's the next procedure? Ve'asa et elo ve'et el ha'am. So now we're learning there's two more rams that have to be brought. There's the Isle of the Kohen, and it was called the El Ha'am, that's the Isle of the people, of the Am Yisrael. Ve'et shv'at kevasim temimim b'neshana. As well as seven kevasim, lambs, that were brought also as part of the Qurban Musaf. So it comes out according, this is the Vrei Rabbi Eliezer. So again, the Begdei Zahav, which we'll call it, let's say, the third section. The first section was the Tamid Shabbat Shal Shachar. The second section was Seder Avodah. Now we're at the third section of the day. That's when you bring these Korbanot. Begdei Zahav, Elo Elam, and the Kevasim, which are part of the Musaf. Shiv'at Kevasim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Tamid Shal Shachar Ayu Kerebin. He says, no, these items were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. He's according to Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, they brought the Olot, the sheep, the Kivasim. They brought the seven Kivasim of Musaf, they were Olot, they brought them with the Olah of Tamid Shel Shachar. Upara Olah, as well as the Para Ola, now that was also part of the Musaf, there was a Par Ola. V'sa'ir ha'na'asa b'chutz, and you had also part of the Musaf, a Sa'ir that was brought on the outer Mizbeach, Sa'ir lechatat, hayu kerebin im tamid shel ben arbaim. So that was brought at the end of the day with the tamid shel ben arbaim. So let's review the Qurban Musaf. You have seven sheep as Ola. That's brought according to Rabbi Akiva in the morning with the Tamid Shel Shachar. You have a Par Ola, that's also part of the Musaf. Now the Par Ola, it's a question that I read this Mishnah. Does the Par Ola go on the Tamid Shel Shachar, or do you connect it to the next part, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim? The Gemara will discuss the Par's status. Besides the Par, you also have a Sa'ir. The Sa'ir is a second goat. We're not talking about the Sa'ir Lashem. That already we talked about in Seder Avodah. This is a second Sa'ir. It's called Sa'ir Bahutz. Because this goat is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon as a Chatat, as part of the Qurban Musaf. So therefore, that's also brought according to Rabbi Akiva in the, during the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim in the afternoon at the end of the service. So let's read Rabbi Akiva again in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Tamid Shel Shachar Ayu Kerebin. That's referring to the kibasim. Now, upara ola, that's a question where the para ola goes. The sa'ir ha'na'asa b'chutz, so the sa'ir that was brought outside, hayu kerevin im tamid shel ben arbaim. Now, it should be pointed out that Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah does not tell us about the aisle. He doesn't tell us about the two rams, nor does Rabbi Eliezer tell us about the korbanot of the sa'ir mibachutz and the par ha'olah. So we don't have a full picture from our Mishnah. Both rabbis are leaving out certain korbanot. Okay, now I want to review the korbanot again that are being brought. The two sa'irim, that was the sa'ir la'ashim and sa'ir la'azazir that we had already. The part of the Kohen Gadol, we had already. Right. Now we're going further, new korbanot. Well, the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, we know about them. We have the ayil, the two elim. One of the Kohen and one of the Anat's ayil le'ola. Those are olot. Mm-hmm. Plus you have seven kivasim that were olot. Plus you have a par le'ola. Plus a sa'ir la'hatat. That is brought bachutz. So there's an extra korbanot that we have to fit in. Where exactly during the seder did you plug those in?
So it says before the
so clearly you have an opinion of Rabbi Akiva that's saying the seven kevasim are brought with the tamid shel shachar. Where according to Rabbi Eliezer and Mishnah, it's brought the kevasim are brought when he's wearing the Begdei Zahav after the seder avodah. not with any of the Tamids. It's just brought right after you finish the Sefer Torah, you bring the seven Kevasim. That's a great ma'luk between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah when the seven Kevasim are brought. And we'll see further in the Gemara exactly the details to this. Now, after he finishes, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav, that's the fourth time he's doing that. Upashat Yadav, Upashat, sorry, takes off his clothes, that's the Begdei Zahav. The Yarad v'tabal goes to the Megillah v'alav v'stapai, comes up and dries up. Heviyu lo begdei lavar, he puts on his white begadim again, v'lavash, he wears them, v'kidesh adav v'alav, again he makes kiddush adav v'alav, after he gets dressed according to shtav hachamim, nechnas lo si etakaf etamachta. Now he goes back into the Kodesh Kodashim to take out the ketoret that was in the ladle that was smoking. Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav again. Now he's going to take off the Begdez Lavan to put on Begdez Ahav. So he makes Kiddush Yadav V'Raglaim. Upasha takes off his clothes. V'Yarad V'Tabal V'Alav V'Nestapai goes to the Begdez and dries off. Eviyu lo Begdez Ahav V'Lavash V'Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav. So now he just finishes the seder. That is the fifth time he changed his clothes. Now he's wearing the Begdei Zahav. He brings first the Tamid Sheben Arba'im, that goes without saying. Then he brings the Ketoret, meaning the regular Ketoret, that's the of Ben Arba'im. Uletiv et HaNerot. Uletiv et HaNerot, doesn't mean to fix the Nerot, because you fixed the Nerot already in the morning. This Hatevat Nerot over here means Hadlakat HaNerot. He would light the menorah in the afternoon. Then he's finished the Avodah. V'kidesh Yadav V'Raglav. Again, according to Achamim, you have to make Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav before you take off the Begadim. Upashat, and you take off the clothes. Skip the brothers. Easy. V'yulot Begdei Atzmo. Then they bring to him, of course, his own Begadim. V'Lavash, and he wears them. U'menavin oto ad veto. And then the people would escort the Kohen Gadol to his home. This is the end of Kippur. V'yom tov haya oseh lo'ohavav b'sha'a sheyatza b'shalom min ha'kodesh. And he would make for his friends a yom tov, a party, the fact that he came out of the Kodesh alive. As we know how sensitive the Kodesh Kodeshim is, if he has one bad kavanah, he does the service wrong, he can be punishable by death. So there's a machlok when he made the party. Some say he made the party on Motzei Kippur. Others say that he made it the next day to give him a chance to prepare. In any event, the Kohen's coming out of the Kodesh Kodeshim alive, that warranted to make a party for his friends. Comes the Gemara. Iba'ilu. Hechi ka'amar. What did the Mishnah mean? Im tamid shel shachar ayu kerebin upara ola v'sa'ir na'asa b'chutz im tamid shel ben arba'im. Which means, when you told me that the Kevasim, according to Rabbi Akiva, the seven, were brought during the Tamid Shel Shachar, then you told me the words Para Ola. Is Para Ola going on the next part of the Mishnah? Meaning, Para Ola and Sa'id HaChatat Im Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. That one way of learning it, meaning put a comma after Tamid Shel Shachar, and Para Ola goes with the second part. Odil Mahaki Kamar Im Tamid Shel Shachar Ayu Kerebin Upara Ola Badayu Besayra Na'asa Bachut Im Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. That's the first question. Where do you put the Par Ha'ola? The morning or the afternoon, according to Rabbi Akiva? V'tu, and furthermore, another question. Para Ola Rabbi Eliezer de Shaire, the Para Ola according to Rabbi Eliezer that he left out, Emat Avidle. When does he bring it? When Rabbi Eliezer only discussed the two aisles. He discussed the Elo, the El, Ha'am, and the Shiva'at Kivasim. But he didn't discuss the Para Ola. Furthermore, as she points out, he didn't discuss the Sira Hatat. So that she says the Gemara only discussed one of the two, but that's, they go together. V'tu, third question, Ben Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbi Akiva, Imure Hatat Emat Avidlihu. Now, let's review what the Imure Hatat was. You remember earlier we learned in the Mishnah that they would take the Hedef of the Sa'ir Lashem and the Par of the Kohen Gadol, and they would put them in a Keli Sharet, eventually to put them on the Mizbeah to burn them. We didn't discuss exactly when that was done. Not according to any of these opinions. It's just, when do you bring the Imurim? the par of the Kohen Gadol and the Sa'ir LaHashem, when do those fats go on the Mizbeah? There it was not listed Ben Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbi Akiva. So we need a comprehensive list over here of exactly what the Seder Avodah does, including all these things. And how Mishnah gives us bits and pieces of different items, but we want to get a list of everything. So to that, Gemara says, Amar Rava, Lo Mashkachat La Matkanta. We don't find a list that's mitukan with all the Sidra Avodah, Ela. All the Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana B'Dabi Shemuel. We found a Braita, the Bet Midrash of Shemuel, that gives the list according to Rabbi Eliezer, or the Rabbi Akiva, to the Tosefta. Or we found the Tosefta giving you the list according to Rabbi Akiva. So that's going to be our sources. The Tana B'Dabi Shemuel. We have a Braita from the Bet Midrash of Shemuel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yatsa, he comes out, Ve'asa Elo Ve'elam. He does his ayil, and he does the ayil of the Am. Now this again is talking about in the third section, which means you have the Tamid Shashar. You have the Seder Avodah. Now he's finished, he read the Sefer Torah, he did all that stuff, he goes out, and he brings Elo ve'elam. Ve'imure hatat. Oh, now here's that. And he also brings the imurim, meaning he brings the korbanot, the par, and the sa'id la'ashem. He puts them on the mizbeach as well. He's wearing big dizahav, yes. Yes.
That's not part of the avodah?
No, that's big dizahav, correct. Only when he's in the Kodesh Kodashim, we bring it down. Correct. Even though it was in the Kodesh Kodashim, correct. Aval Para Ola. So he's telling us what he does with the Para Ola now. Aval Para Ola, Vishvat Kibasim, Vesaida Na'asa Bachutz. He's hearing that also that he didn't tell us in the Mishnah. Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So according to the Tosefta, all that stuff according to the Eliezer is brought Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Now obviously the Eliezer of the Tosefta is, or of this Braita, is arguing on our Mishnah, the Eliezer. Because if you remember the Eliezer, he wrote the seven Kevasim by the third section. And our this Braita over here, you're bringing the seven Kevasim with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the fifth section. Mm-hmm. Because the fourth section is after you take the Ketoret out, the Begdel Avan, you take the Ketoret out, then the fifth section of Tamid, Shel Ben Arbayim with the Begdel Zahav. So that's a very important point to note, that you have to be the Eliezer of the Mishnah, and you have to be the Eliezer of, I guess we call it Tanit Deve Shemuel, that has a machlok where you put the kevasim. That's the last item, Ben Arbayim. Correct. With the Ben Arbayim, I mean the last section, the last section, which means right section five, where you have your like there's a have on and you bring in all that stuff. Okay, so that's the Bidi Aizen. So the truth is, according to this, not everything is accounted for. At least according to Bidi Aizen, Rabbi Akiva the Tosefta Mai. Rabbi Akiva the Tosefta. What is this shita? So it says. Netanya, we have a Braita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Para Ona. Vishvat Kevasim, Im Tamid Shel Shachar, Hayu Kerebin. Okay, Rabbi Akiva has a different shita. He says on all these items, the Shvat Kevasim, and the Para Ona, which was a question we had in the Gemara, which side does the Para Ona go to? Now you see that Tosefta clearly commits it to the Tamid Shel Shachar, okay? Shine Imar. How do you know that you bring... Remember in the Mishnah we had a question where the Pada Ola goes. Also, we didn't get to the Sa'id yet. We're discussing only now the Shiva'a Kevasim and the Pada. So it says, how do you know you bring it with the Tamid Shel Shachar? Shine Imar. Millevad Olat Aboker Asher Le'olat Tamid. The Pasuk says that besides Millevad Olat Aboker, besides the Olat Aboker, Asher Olat Tamid, that was obviously the Olat Tamid, implying that what, besides that there was other korbanot that were brought with it, that are Olot. So we bring all the Olot, seven Olot Kevasim, and this Par, which is also an Olah. So again, the Bi'akiva from the Pasuk, Millevad, besides the Olat Tamid Shel Boker, there's other stuff brought, that's what he learns. Look at Ashi, Im Tamid Shel Shachar, Bilbisha Rishonah. Which means in the first wearing, meaning when he's still wearing the Bigdei Zahav for the first time, Shneimar b'musfe kol haregalim. Now this pasuk of Millevad Olat HaBoker was not said by Kippur. it was said by regalim, by the shalosh regalim, milevad olat haboker, which means on the regalim, besides the olat haboker, you were musaf. Okay? Amma musafin im olat haboker na'asit b'samukh lehem, v'ilmod yom kippurim mehem. The Hattush of Rabbi Akiva is he's learning the law of regalim and applying it to Kippur. Which means, by the regalim, Pesach for example. What does it say? That in the morning when you bring the Qurban Tamid Shal Sha'ar, millebad olat haboker, besides olat haboker, you bring the other Qurban, the Musafin. So he says, oh, just like in the regalim, you do it, on Kippur you do the same thing. Meaning, you bring the Musafin, what's the Musafin of Kippur? The Shiva Kevasim, and the Par Olad, all Olot, you bring them with the Tamid Shal Sha'ar. Very good. Now, ve'aharkach, avodat hayom, giving you the order. Then you do avodat hayom, that's Begdei Lavan, that's the second section, okay? Ve'aharkach, then he puts back on the Begdei Zahar, the third section, sa'ir na'aseh bahutz. Then he does the sa'ir na'aseh bahutz, shene emar, sa'ir izim ehad hatat, Millebad Hatat Kippurim. Now, because when it talks about that Sa'id of Vuhut, it says, besides the Hatat Kippurim. So it's mashma that, what's the Hatat Kippurim? That's the Sa'id, the Sa'id Hashem. The Sa'id Hashem that was brought earlier, during the Seder Avodah, the bloods were sprinkled and all that. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that the two Sa'idim are brought together. Because the Pasuk says, Se'ir izim echad chattat millevad chattat kippurim. So therefore in section 3 when he has the Begdei Zahav on, he has the following items: the Se'ir of the Chutz. He furthermore has the other Se'ir, obviously with the par that he puts the Emurim on the Mizbeah, right? That's the stuff in the Kli Sharet. He puts the Kli Sharet stuff on the Mizbeah as well, which is the par. Mm-hmm. That was in the Kli Sharet, and the Sa'id Lashem was in the Kli Sharet. Plus, he brings this Qurban over the Sa'id Bahutz. Continue. Ve'arkach Elo ve'elam. Okay, then he has the aisles, right? Which means the two aisles. Ve'arkach Emure Hatat. And then he brings the Emure Hatat. Okay, so all that is in section 3, according to Rabbi Akiva.
Right. Section 5.
Correct. According to our Mishnah, the Sa'ir of Hatat was brought with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Again, remember the Mishnah what Rabbi Akiva said. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said the Sa'ir of the Hatat was brought at the end, was brought with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Rabbi Akiva, the Tosefta is really putting everything in section 3. With the Begdei Zahav, you're getting the Sa'ir. You're getting the two aisles. You're getting the Shiva. Shiva Kivasim are done with the Tamid Shel Shachar. So that's the Olot. But you're getting the Imurim. You're getting the Imure Hatat. That's she now. Ve'harkach Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Betvila Hamishid. Ve'lo Ayriyachem Otsa'at Kaf Umahta. We don't have to tell you over here, you're taking out section the kaf of Martan between section 4. The Pshit Allah, the Batar, Elo, the Elaham, he can tell you the Kamach, Kola Parashanim. Allah said that. We know that. It goes without saying. Okay, so now at least we have comprehensive Shitot. You have Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer of Tana Debe Shemuel, Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva of the Tosefta. So basically, so far we have 4 Shitot. If you look at your art scroll 70A5, basically, that's what you're looking at in your chart over here, in the first 4 opinions, at least, because there's going to be 2 more opinions that we're going to discuss later on. You have to be the Eizer of the Mishnah, to be the Eizer of Tana de Shmuel, and you see the discrepancies, you see the differences between the Mishnah, and you're reading it across, okay? You read it horizontal, okay? You have, let's say, to be the Eizer of the Mishnah. Immersion 1, nothing takes place, just you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then you have Seder Avodah, going across. Then you have, when you put the Begdei Zahav back on, he brings, just follow it, he'll bring the Elo ve'Ela'am, and he also brings, quite the Amishnah, the Shiva Kivasim. Then you have the Mahta in section 4, and that's it. Then he's done. Now again, he left out certain things in the Mishnah, and that's what the Tana de Shmuel picks up. Go to the next line. Rabbi Eliezer Tana de Shmuel, again, in the Tamid Shel Shachar, nothing. Then you have Seder Avodah. Then you have at the third topic, there's Zahav, you're doing the Elo ve'elam, you also bring the Emurim, the Emure of the Par and the Sa'ir, then you take out the Mahta, then during the Tamid Shad ben Arbaim, you bring everything else. You bring the Par of the Ola, you bring the seven Kevasim, and you also bring the Sa'ir. That's all done according to the Bi Eliezer of the Talab Shmuel during the Tamid Shel ben Arbaim. Go to the third line. The Bi Akiva the Mishnah. The Bi Akiva the Mishnah, you have Tamid Shel Shachar. With the Tamid Shel Shachar came the Shiva Kevasim. Then you have, they put that one in circle, that's the Par. It's questionable if the part goes with this in the Mishnah, or if you look right away at the afternoon, or it goes with Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Then when they put that one, it's questionable, okay? Because the Mishnah really doesn't commit to that. Then you have the Siddur Avodah. Then in the third immersion, which they're saying, which is the Big Dei Zahav, you have the Olot. I mean, sorry, the aisles, the two aisles according to our Mishnah. Then you have the removal of the ladle, that's the ketoret, and then you have the sa'id that was brought in the afternoon with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Then you have the Rabbi Akiva de Tosefta. Rabbi Akiva de Tosefta, he put the par with the Tamid Shel Shachar, as well as the olot. All the olot are brought in the morning, according to the Tosefta. That's an easy way to remember it. The olot of the Tamid Shel Shachar, the olot, the par, and the Shiva Olot Kevasim. Then you have Siddur Avodah. Then you have the Hatats altogether. Sa'ir Hatat. You have the Emure Hatat. The two aisles. And then you have everything else is removing the ladle. And then you have the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. That's just to read you through the chart so you could just look at it and know exactly the different opinions. Now the Gemara comes along and says, fourth line. Now what's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer, which is according to Rabbi Eliezer of the Tana Deve Shemuel, you're bringing all the Musafin at the end, right? You're bringing the Kevasim, you're bringing the Par of Ola, and you're bringing the Sa'id as well. All that stuff is brought with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So the Gemara wants to know, that's the Tosefta we're explaining. Why is all the Musafin brought at the end? Avid Kedichtiv. He just follows the way, the order that it was written in the Torah. Avid Beresha de Torat Kohanim, Ve'adar Avid de Umash Pekudim. Which means, where's the Musaf written? The Musaf Korban is not written until Parashat Pinehas. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he follows the order of the Torah. All the other stuff that's written in the earlier parashot, you do them first. Meaning you do them in the third section. Which means, the ayil, the two ayils, Elo ve'elam, that's written in Vayikra. The par and the sa'ir, la'ashem, that's written also in Vayikra. So all that's done earlier. At the end, in Parashat Pinehas and Sefer Bamidbar, you get all the Musaf stuff. The Kevasim, the Par Le'ola, the Sa'id Le'Hatat Achutz. So therefore he does that at the end. So the Ezra's logic is, Seder HaPesukim. Rabbi Akiva, Kedektani Ta'ma. Rabbi Akiva says, I told you the reason. Min Levad Olat HaBoker Asher Le'Olat HaTamid. Because I got a Pasuk by the Galim. That tells me that in the morning when you bring the Ola, besides the Ola, you're bringing other stuff. Alma Musafin im Tamid Shel Shachar Avidu. That's Masbah, what the Musafin, the Olot of Musafin are brought with the Ola Tamid Shel Shachar. When Rabbi Akiva says, I don't go with the Seder of the Pesukim. I go with the Pasuk. Min Levad Ola Taboker Asher Le'Ola Tamid. We're not discussing the Seir Hatat. That's not an Ola. You're only bringing the seven Kevasim and the Pal Le'Ola with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer. Hai Min Levad Hatat Kippurim Mai Avid Le. Rabbi Akiva, he learned that the Sa'ir Hatat, that was brought with the Sa'ir Lashem in the same section, right? In the Big Dei Zahav, after he changed his garments to Begdei Zahav, he's bringing that. Why? Melevad Chatat Kippurim. You're bringing the Sa'ir Chutz besides the Sa'ir of Kippur. That's a pasuk by Kippur. The Bidi Ezer, you say that the Sa'ir is brought with Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. What do you do with that pasuk? Melevad Hatat HaKippurim. You got to Doresh Tapasuk. He had different derash for this. Alma sheze mechaper, ze mechaper. He says that it's just comparing, now that they're brought together, what type of sins does the sa'ir la'ashem mechaper for the same sins that the sa'ir of hatat chutz is mechaper. Both korbanot are mechaper for similar types of sins. That's the connection between them. Whereas Rabbi Akiva learns from the fact that it's putting milevad hatat kippurim, he's learning that both the hatat kippurim are brought together. They're brought in the same section. However, according to the Bidi Aizin, no. I go with the Seder. Sa'ir was written in Parashat Pinhas. So you put the Sa'ir at the end with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Yeah, but you got a Pasuk Melevad Hatat Kippurim. That's only telling you that the Hatats are Mechaper for similar sins. What type of sins are those? So that she says these are type of sins where you committed the sin where you had a Yidi'ah at some point that you committed the sin and then you forgot. Then you lost your Yidi'ah. Those type of sins where there was a Yidi'ah and then you forgot. So the Hadush is that the Hata'ot of Kippur, what are the Hata'ot of Kippur? You have two of them. You have the Sa'ir LaHashem, and you have the Sa'ir of Hatat Chutz, that's one of Mizbeach HaChitzoni. Those two Sa'irim, they're Mechaper for those type of sins where there was partial Yidi'ah. Very good. So now we explained what Rabbi Eliezer uses Rabbi Akiva's Pasuk for. Only question that she asks, what does he do with the other Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva had a pasuk min levad ola taboker, and Rabbi Akiva learned from min levad ola taboker. You bring all the olot in the boker, whereas Rabbi Eliezer you bring all the olot at the end. What do you mean? You got a pasuk? That is, she says, not a question. And that's what the Gemara is even asking. Why? Because min levad ola taboker was not written by Kippur; it was written by the Galim. So there, it's not a question. Which means Rabbi Eliezer will say, I don't learn the law of the Galim to Kippur. I rather go in the order of the Pesukim, and since Parashat Pinhas is later, I do all those Korbanot later. But Milevad Hatat Kippurim, that he has to answer, because that's a Pesuk that's clearly written by Kippur. So therefore, the Gemara only asks by the Hatat Kippurim question, and not by the Olat Aboker. Now look at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi. Hai Milevad Hatat Kippurim. Which means, according to the pasuk of it's mashma that the sa'ir ha'itzon, that's the sa'ir of the musaf, comes before the ayil and the elim. Whereas according to the b Eliezer, you bring the ayil in section 3 and you bring the sa'ir later on. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with this pasuk over here? Mayavidle. Now, Bishlama milevad olat haboker, la biyom kippurim ketiv. Umiregalim lo yalif. He doesn't learn from regalim. The samich asidra. He follows the order of the pesukim. The me'ibad. Ani the torat kohanim bereshah. The parasha vayikra first. He does the korban of vayikra first. Elahai dichtim biyom kippurim gufe. Mayavid. But this pasuk was written by Yom Kippur. What does he do? Next Rashi. Amar sheze mechaper bematnitin leperek kavad shavuot darish leaki. Val sheyesh ba yidi'ah basof ve'en ba yidi'ah betahilah. That's the case where you had yidi'ah at the end. In the beginning, you didn't realize you made the sin, and at the end, you had yidi'ah. Seir na'aseh b'chutz mechaper shneimar u'seir chatat echad min levad chatat kippurim. Amar sheze mechaper, ze mechaper. Ma penimi eno mechaper ela al davar sheyesh bo yidi'ah. It's just like the penimi, the sa'ir la'ashem, is mechaper on partial yidi'ah. So to the sa'ir b'chutz is also mechaper on partial yidi'ah. Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meshemo. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Echad Karev Im Tamid Shel Shachar Veshisha Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. He says, no. You split up the kevasim. You bring one with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the other six with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Mishemo, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says the name of Rabbi Akiva, Shisha Kerevim Tamid Shel Shachar, Ve'ahati Tamid Shel Arbayim. These are six in one. Six by the Tamid Shel Shachar, and one by the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Everything else stays the same. The machloket over here now between the two rabbis is, how do you split up the Kevasim? Is it 1 and 6 or 6 and 7? So Gemara says, "My ta'amayu d'rabbanan," which means, what's the reason of these rabbis that split up the kibasim? Before we get to why 6-1-1-6, everybody agrees you're splitting them up. What's the logic why you split up the kibasim? Terek kerei ketivi. Because we really have two pesukim that we have to deal with. Ketivi, one pasuk says, "Millevad olat boker." Now, the pasuk millevad olat boker is mashma, that with the olat boker you're bringing other olot. And besides the Olat HaBoker, Asher, the Olat HaTamid, you bring these. So therefore, you have to put some Korbanot Olah in that section. Ukti, but we have another pasuk that says, V'yatza V'asat Olato. It says that after he reads the Sefer Torah, he finishes his service there, he goes out, he puts some Bigdei Zahav, and he brings an Olah. So obviously it's got to be an Olah for later. So you cannot bring all your Olot earlier, you gotta have some later. So then, what do you do? Hilkach, avid minayu acha, minayu acha. So we'll split it up. Bring some of the olot, but the olat tamid shel shachar, and bring some of the olot later on. That's according to
one in the six,
right? So the Gemara says, "Bemai kame palge." What is the machloket over here? Which is now why one says 6 and 1, and one says 1 and 6. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Avid Had Kedichtiv, Melebad Olat Taboker. It's Pasuk Zabed Olat Taboker, so you bring one just to fulfill that Pasuk. Vadar Avid Avodat Hayom. Then do you do the main service of the day? The main service of the day is Avodat Hayom. The Sa'id, the Goralot, the part of the Kohen, the Sa'id Lashem, Dilma Hulsha Halish Kohen Gadol. Because we're worried the Kohen Gadol might get tired. If you make him bring six Kevasim in the morning, when it comes to the main Avodah, he's going to be tired out. So we want to preserve the Kohen Gadol's strength for the Seder Avodah. So let him get away with the minimum. You got to bring an Olah in the morning, guys. So bring the Olah Tamid, throw another Keves on the Mizbeah, and then you have your strength for the main item of the day, which is the Seder Avodah. Once you're starting ready with the Kevasim, Avi Shisha. The maximum you could put up without putting all of them, put six. Why? Dilma Pasha. Because we're worried if you're going to only put one, what's going to happen? Dilgabe Avodat Hayom Zarizu. When it comes to the Avodat Hayom, of course that's the main thing of the day, he's zealous when it comes to that. So I'm not worried about him tiring out for the Avodat Hayom. That's the main part of the day. But I'm worried that after the Avodat Hayom, so now he's going to be poshe, he's not going to bring the rest. So therefore, let him get as much Korbanot as he can on the Mizbeah before the Avodat Hayom. Are you tiring him out? He's not going to get tired out. He's at ease when it comes to the Avodat Hayom. And then you have one left, so therefore we're not worried about a Pishia on one. He'll bring it after. Now let's read Rashi over here. Let's start with Mishemo. Right, both these rabbis are saying it in the name of Shin Rabbi Akiva. Echad min shevat kevasim, avid had. Right? You bring one. Kedekhtiv bin lebad olat haboker, lismok miksat the musafim the olat tamid. So you're part of the musafim, you have to be done with the olat tamid. Vadar avid olat hayom. Now, di'i amad kol musafim yakrid im tamid shel shahar. Dilma halish velo matzil mevad avodat hayom. V'hu ikar ha-kapara. That's the main kapara. Now, the other side is Dilma Pasha. Velo Avid Luachar Avodat Hayom. Ulimai Dehaish Dilma Halish. You worried about babies and get tired? Lekale Me'ash. Delgabe Avodat Hayom. Zarizu Umahlif Kawa. We're not worried. He'll get rejuvenated strength. So comes the Gemara and says, Dekule Alma Miyat. Which means everybody agrees. Had Ayilu. Everybody agrees that there's only one ayil. What does it mean there's only one ayil? Rashi. The kula amamiya, ben Rabbi Eliezer, ben Rabbi Akiva, had ayilu de tzibur. Which means you have the ayil of the Kohen, and then you have the ayil of the Am. Now, the ayil of the Am is written in two places. It's written in Humash Vayikra, but it's also written in Pinhas. So now there's a great mahloket. Is this another ayil? Which means maybe part of the Musaf there's another ayil for Olah. Or is it just repeating the one ayil of the Am? Now, according to all the opinions that we saw over here, there was only two ayils. The ayil of the Kohen, the ayil of the Am. There wasn't another ayil part of the Musaf. So to that, the Gemara says, one thing everybody agrees on, that it's only one ayil, and it's repeated, but it's the same ayil. So the Gemara says, Kiman, who's that going like? Can it be Yehuda? Detanya, Rabbi Omer, ayil echad amud kan, hu amud bechomash pekudim.
Who's Rabbi
Yehuda? Kiman, Kerabi. Detanya, or Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda. Kerabi. Detanya, we have a brighter. Rabbi Omer, ayil echad amud kan. The ayil that's written in Chumash Vayikra, in Haremot, who Amud Bechmash Pekudim? That's the same ayil that's written in Pinhas in Bamidbar. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Shnei Elim Hin. Echad Amud Kan, Echad Amud Bechmash Pekudim. Yes, we have a machloket now, great machloket, Tanaim, how many Elim there were besides the ayil of the Kohen. Was there two more? That's the Be'alam Rabbi Shimon, according to the Be'alam, no. That was one ayil. Ayil repeats it, it's the same ayil. So the Gemara says, my Ta'amad Rabbi. What's the logic of Rabbi? Dichtiv Echad. Pasuk says Ayil Echad. It's one Ayil. So therefore, that's it. It's one. The Rabbi, Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, my Echad, miyuchad shebe'idro. He says, no, it's not counting how many. There's really two. When the Pasuk writes Ayil Echad, it means miyuchad. Meaning when you take the animal from your flock, take the choice one. Right, take the choicest one. The Rabbi, how does Rabbi learn miyuchad? Because he learns the word ayil echad is the number. Where does he learn the concept of miyuchad, choice? Nafkalim mimivchar nedarecha. Because we have another pasuk when a person brings a neder. Now that's really a donation. He doesn't have to bring a neder. He himself, let's say, says, okay, I'm going to be generous. I'm going to bring a neder to the Beit HaMikdash. So the pasuk is mimivchar nedarecha. Bring from the choicest. So the B says, I learned from over there to all animals. That why? You always have to bring the choice. The Rabbi El Azar, the Rabbi Shimon, had bechoba, had bin daba, v'serikhe. He says, listen, you're right. But b'vhad nedarecha, it told me you have to bring choice. But a neder is a volunteer, right? By Kippur, ayilecha, that's a chova. I need another pasuk to tell me you have to bring choice by obligatory animals. I can't learn choma from nedava. That's why he says had bechoma vechad bin daba v'tzirikhe. Why tzirikhe? Look at Rashi. V'tzirikhe. We had this earlier. Look at Rashi. The bottom line: sheyesh dat note lomar. Because there's a logic to say nedava mufheret. When you bring in nedava, you have to give the choice. Why? Kedish tim mikubelet beratzon. You want it to be accepted. Hey, listen. You're bringing this as a gift. So when you bring a gift, you got to bring the choice because you want the gift to be accepted. Mashiach and an obligation. You know, obligation. You bring the minimum. Whatever. My obligation. I fulfill my obligation. Is my obligation. However, if the yesh dat notir l'man chovat temuvchered kedush yitzir the chovat yafeh. God gives you an obligation, so you have to bring the choice. But maybe on a nedava, I don't have to bring it at all. Bring whatever you want. So then we just got to have both. So it comes out according to the Be'azav Rabbi Shimon, ayil echad is not telling you how many. Ayil echad is ayil miyuchad shebe'idro. But really there's two. But according to Rabbi, which happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer as well, when it says ayil echad, it's echad, it's one. It's just, they said it over again. Where do you learn miyuchad be'idro? I know that from Mifchad. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.